The elitist of both political parties are back to pushing hard to move Texans away from electing their judges. These folk already have the support of the know-nothings and liberals and most big media, as well as much of the governing class, who already arrogantly believe they should make our choices for us. The next target for the appoint the judges crowd is the great suburban middle, which has proven time and again that it will swallow most any pill if sold as being fair or equitable. One of the problems the crowd wanting to seize the power of the Texas judiciary for themselves has is that electing judges, on the face of it, seems more fair and equitable to most voters than giving some all-powerful exclusive commission or other official that power. But what I've found most interesting in 25 years of fighting this issue is how many lawyers express the idea that our elective system causes the public to question the impartiality of judges more than an appointment system. Where's the evidence for that fantasy? Take this example from the AP about the Fifth Circuit ruling for Texas that Abbott has the right to include most abortions in the emergency order prohibiting elective medical procedures. Quote, "The ruling was agreed to by Judges Jennifer Walker Elrod, an appointee of President George W. Bush, and Kyle Duncan, an appointee of President Donald Trump. Judge James L. Dennis, an appointee of President Bill Clinton, dissented and opposed any stay of the lower court order," end quote. This is the rule, not the exception on politically charged cases, and shows that the federal appointment system's not seen as less politically biased than any other. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.